Welcome to the Divine Lotus Healing Podcast with your host, Laura West.
Namaste. The following body of work is shared freely by Laura West, Reiki Master Teacher, Spiritual Counselor, and Trained Herbalist. If you'd like to learn more about my work or the sessions and classes I offer, please visit my website, DivineLotusHealing.com. Om Mani Padme Hum. Reiki Healing Story, The Ankle, Anecdotal Evidence. This was originally published as a blog post on October 17th, 2009. This story illustrates the powerful ways in which working with Reiki can help to heal the body. Upon reflecting after the event, it would have been good to have documented the process with photographs, but unfortunately, you, the reader, will have to picture what is about to be described in your mind's eye. At the time of the experience, I was not thinking of it as an example of how Reiki works. Instead, I was focused on helping the person to ease pain. It is being retold with the permission of the person who was injured. In October of 2009, I was in New England's fall foliage country. I had spent the weekend at a house in a relaxing retreat. There was a house full of guests, and I was enjoying providing Reiki sessions for people throughout the weekend. During one late afternoon, the owner of the home was using a chainsaw to cut a tree into smaller log-sized pieces. He was working quickly with the intention to chop up a couple of trees before starting the dinner routine for the guests in the house. While working, a large piece of wood, about 30 pounds, fell from the chopping block directly onto his right ankle. The corner of the wood piece hit him right in the ankle tendon area. That part of his body immediately swelled up to the size of a grapefruit on either side of the ankle bones. The area also began turning black and blue almost instantly. Upon later reflection, it was determined that he was lucky no bones were broken upon impact. He had the sense to stop the work he was doing, and he came inside to rest his ankle, propped up on the coffee table. As he told the story of what just happened, I suggested I might send some Reiki to the injured area. I sat down on the carpet and placed my hands over the ankle area, laying them directly on the two huge swelled sides of the ankle bones. I sat that way for a long time, not knowing how much time was passing. The area became very hot and my palms began to sweat, which is always a sign that the biosyn is present, as intense healing is taking place. After the session was done, we were reflecting about how much time had passed. We realized that during the impromptu session, a meditation CD that began playing in the background at the start of the session repeated itself again, almost as if someone had hit the repeat button on the CD player. It had a lovely sound to it, and it helped to frame the session in a calm and quiet mode. We estimated that an hour had passed with me sitting on the floor, holding his ankle between my hands, while Reiki was being administered. The following morning, the owner of the home showed the guests in the house the state of his ankle. Amazingly, the swelling had gone down significantly to a small bump, and there was absolutely zero bruising on the injured area. He was able to place his full weight on the ankle as well. I can happily report that the owner of the home is now back to normal and walking with full flexibility and agility. Without the Reiki session, it is most likely that he would still be suffering with a tender ankle and bruising would be present for many days.